Amazing Cells, Textbook Entry. Cells are extraordinary things. They are the smallest functioning unit of any living organism, yet they are hugely important. Some cells are large in size, a chicken egg, for example, is considered a cell, but most are so small that they are invisible to the naked eye. Scientists know a great deal about cells, yet constantly commission studies to learn more. It doesn't matter whether you are discussing animal or plant cells. From any viewpoint, whether you are talking about a skin cell, a stomach cell, a cell from a maple leaf, or one from a blade of grass, it's a fair assumption to say all cells have much in common. Everyone has a nucleus that acts like the brain of the cell and controls its growth and reproduction. Each cell also has a membrane or protective wall that has the final say as to what gets in or out. Additionally, all cells need energy to live and grow. Notwithstanding these similarities, there are considerable differences among kinds of cells. Perhaps the greatest difference between animal and plant cells is that the cells in a plant's stem and foliage create the energy they need from sunlight. Animal cells, on the other hand, can't make their own energy. Some cells, though small, are complete organisms by themselves. A germ, for instance, is a single-celled living organism. Other cells are parts of larger organisms. For example, our bodies contain many kinds of cells such as stomach, brain, and skin cells. Each kind does a different job. Scientists estimate that humans hold the distinction of having more than 10 trillion different kinds of cells in our bodies. Some live a long time, but others do not. An added dimension to cells is that when one cell dies, another usually replaces it. That's why we do not need to worry that more than 30,000 dead skin cells fall off our bodies every day.